The Museum of Danish America and the Genealogy Center, as well as the Elkhorn Public Library, are coming together to have a pretty interesting program series coming up here in the next few weeks, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Tove Brandt with the Museum of Danish America is with us today. Tove, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
You have a series coming up talking a little bit about the old orphan train situation years ago here in America. How did you come upon that idea as a discussion topic?
Well, this actually came originally through the Elkhorn Public Library. They noticed a huge positive response to a new novel called West by Orphan Train. And there is a regional storyteller named Pippa White who does a live program also on this topic. And so putting these things together, as well as a documentary film, and especially with Elkhorn's history as being the place of a longtime children's home here with the Elam Children's Home in Elkhorn, there's a local interest in this topic, as well as just this unknown story that today for us is kind of unimaginable. I mean, can you imagine taking a child from the streets of New York, plunking them on a train, and just sending them west, and stopping at a town, and people would gather at the train depot, and if anyone, you know, needed an extra hand on the farm or wanted to provide a home for another child, they would just pick them off the train, and there you go. That was the resolution. So it's not that long ago that this was one of the ways to try to provide homes for vulnerable children, and it's something that we don't know a lot about.
It is an interesting topic because, as you said, it's hard for us to imagine today what that would have been like. But imagine if you were one of the children. I mean, one of the things children need most is security and safety in their lives.
Exactly. And of course, the reality is that there really weren't sufficient public programs. There weren't the systems in place, the programs and guarantees in place that we have now. There was no foster care system. The states weren't involved in this. The federal government wasn't involved in it. And so it was really just up to private groups, private individuals, often churches, to try to figure out how do we provide a safe place for children who don't have families who can care for them. At the same time, how do we provide a safe place for elderly people? And so throughout the 19th century and the early 20th century, you see a lot of churches getting involved in kind of meeting those needs. And you see a lot of kind of social reform organizations and other kind of groups of volunteers just trying to figure out solutions to kind of giving people a more safe and secure environment to live in.
Well, it was something that certainly shifted the population of the United States and the way things were set up. So, I mean, obviously it has an effect on anyone west of the East Coast, including us here. So it obviously is a pertinent topic. And you've got a three-part series coming up, I see. January 26th is the first one. You mentioned the documentary West by Orphan Train, and that's going to be the focus of that first session, correct?
That's right. All these are three Thursday evenings in a row, and all of these programs will begin at 6:30 in the evening. And so the first one will be held at the Elkhorn Public Library, a showing of a documentary, West by Orphan Train. And so that will just be a really good introduction to the history here. The second part of this series is February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. That will be here at the museum's main building, and that will be a presentation by Pippa White. She's a professional actor and storyteller, and she's really looked at the stories that the children tell of their own lives. And so basically she enacts those stories, and so we really get to see what it is like from the children's eyes to experience both, you know, perhaps even homelessness on the East Coast, and then this opportunity to come west, but all of the emotions and unknowns that go along with that. So she'll be bringing some of those stories to life here at the museum building. And then the third part of this series is the February 9th, and that will be a book discussion for those who have read the novel Orphan Train or who are interested and just want to hear the conversation. It's a chance to share reactions and questions and especially maybe compare the novel's presentation of this story with the documentary or the live presentation. You don't have to attend all three. You can just come to whatever fits in your schedule or whatever fits your interests. And we just all look forward to learning more about this part of our history.
Oh, absolutely. We may learn some more about our families, too, when we look more deeply into some of these issues, and hence the Genealogy Center's involvement in this also. That first session, are you going to watch that documentary then?
Yes, so the it will be shown in full at the Elkhorn Public Library.
Okay, and then there'll just be discussion time afterward.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll serve light refreshments at each of these events too. So that always helps the chance to visit and talk.
Absolutely. Now you mentioned Pippa White coming in to be part of that February 2nd visit. Have you or any of the organizers had a chance to hear a little bit of what she will talk about?
Well, actually, she has some excerpts on her website, and one of them is a recording of one of the kids that she enacts, and it's a really compelling story of several siblings, and the oldest girl is describing how for whatever reason the parents left them behind or just said, just weren't able to care for them. They spent several days just foraging for berries and nuts in the woods, before they were found and kind of passed along to folks who were setting up another orphan train. And, at the very end of the story, you learned that this oldest sister who's responsible for her younger siblings and just trying to survive, she's only 9 years old. Mm. And it's very touching. And as we said earlier, kind of unimaginable that such young children would be left to their own devices.
Well, and I think folks will probably run to a lot of different emotions when you think about some of the discussion topics there, too. You think about the orphanage system. It wasn't like a lot of these children were pulled out of loving families. This was an opportunity for them.
Exactly. And, and we, of course, we've done a lot of research and reading about the Elam Children's Home here in Elkhorn. And to really realize that it's not necessarily that these children were orphans, that, in the sense that we define it now, that, no living parent. Sometimes it was that one parent had died or was too sick to care for them, and there was no welfare, there was no backup, there was no insurance. And so even if there was still a parent, they couldn't go work and earn a living and leave young children just home alone. Sometimes that was a scenario in which kids might be sent to a children's home like this, or the family was just financially incapable of bringing children into an aunt's or uncle's home or a grandparent's home. That just wasn't an option. So the children's home were one way of kind of recognizing this need and trying to meet that need and provide a more home-like environment for kids. Although here at the Elam Children's Home, it's amazing to think about that they routinely had over 24 children in residence, and usually managed by one or two adults who lived there at the home as well. It's just amazing to think about just corralling that many children and giving them a healthy, safe environment in which they would go to school and kind of become ready to be independent adults in the world.
Takes a pretty special person to take on that task.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then the final discussion on February 9th, Christina Baker Klein has the book Orphan Train. Is that available locally?
Yes, there are. You can easily get a copy on Amazon if you want to own your own. The Elkhorn Public Library has several copies available as well. It's been a New York Times bestseller, and so even if you're not in Elkhorn, you might check the Atlantic or Harlem libraries too.
Excellent. All right. So they have a chance to check that book out before that event. You don't have to read it ahead of time. It might actually spark some extra gray matter when you're reading the book if you sit in on the discussion beforehand, too. So
exactly.
Very good. Well, Tova, thanks so much between the museum and the Genealogy Center, the Elkhorn Public Library, for helping to put together this program. It is a free program, correct?
That's right. All of these events are offered free, and we welcome folks to drop in and learn something new.
Excellent. Again, January 26th, and that one will be at the Elkhorn Public Library, correct?
That's right.
Yes, and the second one will be at the museum on February 2nd.
Yes.
And then the final one at the Genealogy Center on February 9th, all starting at 6:30.
That
Excellent.
Is right.
Excellent. All right. Tova, thank you so much.
Thank you.